We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bank. Holiday tickets start at only $19. Visit DSO.org or call 313-576-5111 today. December 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at Orchestra Hall.
With Governor-elect of Michigan Gretchen Whitmer in Detroit today and at the White House tomorrow, just weeks before she's set to take the oath and take over at the state capitol in Lansing. The governor-elect joining us live this morning on WWJ News Radio 950. Good morning, Governor-elect Whitmer.
Good morning. I'm happy to be with you.
Glad you could take some time with us. We've got a few things to cover. First, we want to get started in Lansing, where so much talk has been focused on this lame duck session, legislation that Democrats see being jammed through and maybe not doing much about it. Is there a plan to stop any of these things from taking effect?
Well, you know, right now we are coming off of a historic election, and the voters turned out for an agenda that really is focused on fixing the roads, cleaning up our drinking water, solving the literacy crisis, and closing the skills gap. And the, you know, all of the games that are being played at the Capitol right now do nothing to solve any of those problems. That is, you know, they're diminishing people's ability to make sure their votes count. And when you do that, people get upset and ultimately come out in droves. And that's what we saw in this last election. That might be what happens in 2020 if they keep playing games like this. I want to focus on solving problems. And I'm sad to see the legislature play these games. The Democrats in the legislature are fighting back. We're going to see people raising their voices. And I've got an ongoing dialogue with Governor Schneider, and I'm hopeful that a lot of this stops at his desk.
One of the things that the current governor, Rick Schneider, you just mentioned there, he wants to do is raise some fees on landfills to help clean up contaminated sites. He wants a new surcharge on water bills to pay for things like infrastructure, which you've been a proponent of, helping to fix the infrastructure across the state of Michigan. Are you in favor of what he's got on the docket during this lame duck session in regards to those two items?
Well, one of the things I'm mindful of is that we've got one governor at a time, and you know, we've been putting our nose to the grindstone and working in this transition. It's a 55-day period to do an incredible amount of work, and I'm not weighing in on every individual piece of legislation that is over there. I've been sitting down with the governor weekly since the election, and I'm grateful for the what I hope is going to be viewed as a very smooth and unprecedented transition, but I'm not going to involve myself in the day-to-day operations of what's happening over there and the agenda he's pushing through these last few weeks.
Priority one, when you get to work in January and roll up your sleeves. We've been getting some messages from listeners this morning. Is she going to fix the damn roads? Will that be a big priority for you? And
yes,
I'm quoting
absolutely.
You, so I could say that, I think, on the radio.
Well, you know, I didn't coin the phrase. It's what I heard from people over and over again across the state. It was really a conversation with a couple of moms. And I said, what's the one thing I can do that'll improve your lives? And that was their quote. So, yeah, we've got to fix infrastructure. Potholes are not partisan. We are all paying a price when it comes to our safety on the road or our economic stability. And this is something we're going to fix. And this is at the top of my priority list. And I'm going to engage everyone from the business community to the labor community to Republicans and Democrats alike, because we've got to fix the damn road.
All right, Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer, you are now heading to the nation's capital tomorrow to speak with the current president of the United States. You probably saw what happened yesterday when he met with his Democratic counterparts in the Senate and the House, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and they tried to have a dialogue. It got kind of out of hand. You're going to be meeting with him along with some other governors across this country. What are your points? What do you hope to get into his head that you would like to have him help out and accomplish for you?
Well, I expect I'll have an opportunity to speak with the president during the visit, and I'm pleased to be a part of a bipartisan group of governors-elect. I think that this is a chance to make sure that we in Michigan have a voice at the table and find common ground that are really important to the people of our state, regardless of who's in the White House. That's my job as as governor, you know, to ensure that we've got federal trade policies that protect our jobs, that we've got access to health care, that we protect our Great Lakes, and that we move forward on infrastructure improvements. He has talked about the Sioux, fixing the Sioux locks. That's something that is incredibly important to me, to the people of our state, to our national economy. And Governor Snyder has started us down that path, but we've got to see it through, and that means a strong relationship with whomever is in the White House, and that's something I'm determined to work to try to achieve. I know we don't agree on everything. We certainly view the world very differently in some important ways, but I do think we can find some common ground, and anytime we can to do that to improve the lives of people in our state, I'm there.
Got to be concerned, Governor-elect Whitmer, about the loss, the possible loss of hundreds of jobs here in Michigan with General Motors possibly closing that Detroit Hamtramck plant. That's got to be top on the list, maybe, of discussions with the president as well.
Well, no question. You know, Michigan is open for business. We've got, you know, grit and determination. We've got the workforce. But we do have to close the skills gap. We've got to make sure that the world knows this is a great place to, you know, to build things, to invent things. That's what our great legacy is, and that's what our future is going to be as well. This, you know, announcement from General Motors is not out of the blue. International trade policies impact what's happening right here within our own borders, and that's something that I think is going to be part of the conversation tomorrow.
One more comment about the water crisis, not only in Flint, but now it seems to be coming to light across the state of Michigan. That has to do with the infrastructure in the state. And now there's a lot of municipalities here that are very concerned about lead in the drinking water and the current condition of pipes and whatnot. The problem that you're probably going to be running into, and you're well aware of this, is that the Republicans are not interested necessarily of raising taxes to help fix some of these infrastructure problems. How do you plan to bridge the gap there, to come to a consensus, to come to an agreement, to find some solution to help fix things like the pipes across the state?
Well, you know, clean drinking water is a fundamental human right. And when people in, whether you're in Oscoda or you're in Kent County or you're in Wayne County, Republican, Democratic, like, it doesn't matter. Every one of us deserves and needs to know that we have got clean drinking water coming out of our taps. And I believe that we've seen so many issues already pop up in communities, whether it's PFAS or it is old infrastructure that is leaching lead into our drinking water, that this is a crisis. We have an opportunity, though. We've got an opportunity to do it right, to show the world that Michigan is not just the home of 21% of the world's fresh water, but that we are going to be the ones that fix the crisis that we're seeing a lot of other states confronting. We're going to get it done right here in Michigan, but we got to do it together, and we've got to make those investments. Every one of us is paying when the world doesn't think that Michigan knows how to make sure people have got clean drinking water. It's fundamental.
Just about a minute here, Governor-elect Whitmer. You're meeting in Detroit today with stakeholders. What's that about?
Well, I'm looking forward to spending the day in Detroit. I'm going to get over to the Capuchin Kitchen and do a little volunteering. I'm going to tour Google's Detroit office this morning and connect with business leaders and ecumenical leaders as well. And, you know, this is something I've spent a lot of time in the city of Detroit. The health and the success of the city is critical to the health and the success of the state. And that's something that has always been important to me. And I'm looking forward to being back on January 1 during our inaugural event at the Cobo Center, and then a winter warm-up for families on January 12th. We're going to do a lot of great things at the Parade Company headquarters. So I hope to see many of your listeners there as well as you.
We appreciate your time. We know you've been busy and preparing for the, as you take over the governorship here in the state of Michigan, you take time to talk with us. We always appreciate it. Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer, thanks for your time, and enjoy your time down in downtown Detroit today.
Thank you, Tom, Pat. Have a good one.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.